Okay, thanks for coming. Welcome. Got a few more cameras than usual. Must be a big game coming up. But our guys have started the preparation. Coaches have been game planning now for 3 days, and pretty much put our game plan together for the 49ers. We started practice today. We had meetings this morning starting at 8:10, and we're just finished up with our early, what we call AACT practice, which is alignment, assignment, communication, and technique practice. It went well, so we'll go to lunch now, a little bit of media work, obviously. We'll come back and practice, starting with special teams later. And after practice, we'll have post-practice meetings with each position group. So, and that'll be our day.
Everybody knows who the coaches are in this game. He'll be a member of this family forever. But as much as you love all those people, is it time to put all that aside?
Well, I don't think you ever put your family aside, Joe, you know. We have a job to do. You know, all of us have a job to do. Jim has a job to do. All of his coaches, all of our coaches, all of our players. Everybody's going to be focusing on doing their job. But the thing that we try to emphasize to our guys is it's not hard to get everybody's attention, for one thing. I mean, everybody's excited to do their job. It's the last time we're going to be together as a football team, and what a glorious opportunity to be together for 2 more weeks. You know, we told our guys it's the best week of football in the National Football League, and it lasts 2 weeks. You know, that's Super Bowl week. So, you know, we'll be here together working hard, doing what we always do, focusing and concentrating on our process. But that you're right, that's the priority.
John Rebus has been quite a role here. He's coming back, 44 tackles. What has he done over the playoffs mean for you guys, and also his background as a Super Bowl MVP as he comes back to the Super Bowl?
Right. Yeah, it's a good reminder, Aaron. Ray is a Super Bowl MVP. His leadership, obviously, is really important for us. You know, his leadership off the field and understanding how to approach a game like this is big for our younger guys. And also, as a football player, he's played really well. You know, and he's played just like he's always played.
John, how important is Ozzie Newsome to the success? In fact, made it to the playoffs 5 straight years, and certainly, I'm sure he's got. I think he's a big player.
Well, Ozzie is the foundation of the Ravens. You know, he has been since 96. He's been the GM since the beginning. He drafted Ray. He drafted Jonathan Ogden. He's drafted every player. He's made every free agent signing that's come through here. There is no us without Ozzie. We're not here without Ozzie Newsome. And I think Ozzie would be the first guy to point to the rest of the scouts. You know, and you work right through the group, Eric DaCosta, Joe Ortiz, George Kokinas, Pat Moriarty, the whole group. They do a great job.
John, what would you preach about in terms of being Colin Kaepernick and that, you know, ride into the side offense?
Ride into the side offense. Sal, thanks. Now we have a name for it, you know. We just thought it was really tough, you know. We're going to have to tackle him. You know, we're going to have to keep him inside and in front of our defense. We're not going to be able to run past him. You know, he's fully capable of putting 200 yards on you in a second, just as capable as Frank Gore is. Or any of their running backs. So he's not just part of their integral part of their passing game. He's a huge part of their run game. So we'll have a plan for it. Assignment football is going to be really important for us. Change-ups are going to be important for us. We just have to play well against it.
I remember before the Washington game, Suggs basically said he couldn't play in the game because he was concerned about his arm, mm-hmm. You know, not being able to contain on the outside. Having it in this game against Kaepernick.
Yeah, I think he's planning on playing in this game, you know. So it should be good for us. He'll be part of it. We did a pretty good job in that game. Once we got our feet on the ground against RG3, you know, they took the first two drives down there. But once we had a feel for the offense, I thought we did okay. But this is it's a similar offense, obviously style wise, but it's not the same offense by any stretch. So it's hard to compare those two games. Well, just the way they run the offense, the foundation of the offense is different. It's not the same base offense, and even the blocking schemes and the read option stuff is a little bit different. And I think the style of the play of the two quarterbacks is different. They're both great in their own right, but they bring different things to the table.
Will Dennis Dixon work as Kaepernick as he did in RG3 to bring that element?
Yeah, Dennis will be a big part of that for us. He understands that the scheme and the reads and things like that, so very valuable for us.
Coach, how proud are you to be on a national stage? How does it feel to be representing the cradle of coaches like this, being able to draw attention back to Miami of Ohio?
Right, got a Miami guy here, huh? It's great pride in Miami. You look at the tradition at Miami, that's something when you go there, they make sure you understand pretty well players and coaches and the football tradition there. It just means so much. What Don Treadwell's doing there is something that I'm really proud of, and you know, can't support that enough. But Miami is love and honor to Miami. Love that school. Love the people there.
Is it inspiring when you see and you know the guys when you're there, the cradle of coaches and those names?
Yeah, I'm just trying to live up to that some way. You know, I mean, that's the pressure in this game. You look at the names that are up there, and maybe some of you guys know it, but you go back to the Ara Parsegians and the Sid Gilmans, and you keep going back, and you work through Bo and Woody, Earl Red Blake. That's a pretty good coaching name. So, yeah, we take great pride in that.
Coach, with all the injuries on defense,
six of the last eight Super Bowl champions have played in the first round of the playoffs. Is there any advantage in that path that you can
take? There is advantages in that path. You know, I think there are advantages in both paths. And just assuming that when you get the bye, that's a necessarily a plus is not necessarily true. There are advantages going both ways.
Coach, with all the injuries on defense, you've found out, or we've found out, how deep your roster is. Is it as deep as it's been since you got here?
Probably so. You know, we probably never tested it as deep as we did this year since we've been there. And our young guys always came through. Our young guys were up to the task.
Coach, you were on the Eagles staff. How much does that help you heading into this Super Bowl, knowing that you've been there already once?
You know, it's a plus. We had a good conversation last night, my wife and I actually, talking about that experience. And just having been through that, having gone through the practices, having walked on the field before the game, understanding the dynamic, how the timeline works out through the course of the game is going to be a positive for us.
John, have you made a plan for just discipline when guys need to be in next week and bed checks, things like that?
You know, we do have a plan for that. Thanks. And our players thank you for that too, I'm sure. But we've already had that conversation. And it'll be very important for us to understand that this is a business trip first and foremost. Yes, we want to enjoy it, but we want to enjoy all the things about it that make it special. You know, you can do all those other things anytime. You can do them next week if you want. But you're not going to be going to the Super Bowl next week. You're going to be going to the Super Bowl this week. And it's a very special moment. So let's enjoy all the things pertaining to the football game and the preparation and all those things and, you know, a little time with our families. And that'll be our priority. And I'll be shocked if our guys have their focus anywhere other than that. And I know that our leaders, starting with this guy right over here, are going to be a big part of that. All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach.